Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is one of the things that impresses me, one of the things that impresses me the most about our God, is His amazing patience. Oh, I mean, He'll say something that He's going to do or something that's going to happen. Sure enough, 1,000 years later, you talk about patience. With people. I mean, you're ready to skin them and tan their hides. And He's not even really put out with them that much yet. Patient. Long suffering. How many understand that reveals deep strength? Doesn't it? Great and deep strength. Is God strong? Is He stressed? No. Is He vexed? Is He frustrated? No. Nope. He is the God of peace. No matter what He sees in the earth, no matter what He hears, He has spoken His word. And He believes in Himself that that word will prevail over all and it will come to pass. And it will. You and I must operate that way. We must become imitators of God as dear children, like the scripture says. Thank you, Lord. Let me read another couple of verses here, and then let's move along. He said, verse 8, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Skip down to verse, this whole psalm is good. You should read it sometime if you're interested more in this. In verse 23, the steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. Actually, the word good is in italics there. So don't overemphasize that. It just says the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. And then on down to the 37th verse. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. 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 Hallelujah. Go with me, if you would, to the book of John. John 8. And you might also find James chapter 1. John 8. In James 1. Peace and patience are important keys and parts of being sensitive and being led of the Spirit. Every time I think about this, I think about Jesus in this particular situation. John chapter 8, verse 2, early in the morning, Jesus came down to the temple and all the people came to Him and He sat down and He taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman taken in adultery. And when they set her in the midst, they said, Master, this woman's taken in adultery, the very act. Moses in the law commanded that she should be stoned, but what do you say? So they think they've got Him. Either way He goes, they think they've got Him. If He says, yep, that's what the law says, stone her, then the people are going to be upset because they think they've come to believe He's more compassionate and cares about them than these Pharisees and Sadducees. They think they got Him if He does that. But if He says, no, don't stone her, they'll say, well, He's against the law. That's the plain word of God. He's got to be a teacher of error. They think they got Him either way. And the enemy's always trying to get us in a corner where he thinks he's got us either way we go. But he's not as smart as God. I said, he's not as smart as God. Not even remotely. Nope. God's got wisdom for every situation. how to deal with it, what to do. But now, many times when you first get into something, you don't see it. You don't know it. I don't know it at times. Seems like nearly every day. There's something has come up and you don't know what to do. Oh, but I know who does. I said, I know who does. And I've learned how to look to Him. And I've learned that you look to Him and you ask Him, but then you must what? Wait. You must wait on Him. And don't move and don't just do something until you get that direction. And when you get it, you know it. It satisfies your heart. You know it. So when they put Jesus to this question in front of the crowd and they think they got Him, verse 6, they said this tempting Him that they might have to accuse Him. And so Jesus did what? 8:6. What did He do? Stooped down and started writing on the ground. Verse 7, and when they did what? Continued asking Him. Now we don't know exactly how long He was on the ground, but it was some amount of time. And they're pressing the issue. They're asking Him, what about it? They continued asking, what about it? What, stone her or do we not? Come on, preacher. You got the answers? Do we stone her or do we not? If you don't know the answer, what do? Wait. Now Jesus had emptied Himself and is operating as a man by the Holy Spirit, like we do. I can just see Him checking His heart, looking to the Father, and just kneeling down, refusing to move, refusing to answer, refusing to just make a statement until He gets from the Father. Didn't He say, I only say what I hear my Father say? And they're standing around Him, jeering, pushing, pressuring. How many understand you've got to be able to resist pressure? I don't care if it's pressure from people on the job, pressure from family members, so-called friends or real friends, whatever, or deadlines or needs or requirements. Don't let any of these pressures push you into making a bad decision when you haven't heard from the Lord. You ask the Lord, Lord, show me what to do on this. I'm looking to You. And then in your heart, you are waiting on Him, waiting expectantly. I can see Jesus on the ground. Writing. There's a lot of conjecture about what He wrote. The scripture doesn't tell us exactly what He wrote. But He's writing. Writing. They're asking. It must have been longer than a few seconds because they continued asking and this went on for a little while, but He just stays right there. Cool. Why? Because He knows His Father will give Him the wisdom how to handle this.
Thank You, Lord.
And I can just see a little smile come across His face. He's got it. He's got it. So He stands back up and He says, well, he that's without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And then He stooped down again and's writing on the ground. That's an answer. That's not what they wanted. It didn't work. And one by one, they all got convicted because they all knew they had missed it and all left. And this thing that was a potential powder keg is just defused, just like that. And now instead of them looking at Jesus and thinking ill of Him, they're looking at these guys like, yeah, what are you doing out here anyway? And they all got ready to leave. They left. They got out of there. The wisdom of God. Oh, it'll fix any situation, friend. How many know that God can give you the wisdom of God? For anything on the job, anything at home, you can know what to do. If you'll ask Him, and if you'll look to Him, and if you'll stay cool, and have patience, and not do something until you know. But when it comes, if you've walked with the Lord any like this, you know what I'm talking about. When direction comes, you know it. You go, that's it, that's it. Glory, thank You, Lord. Thank You, that's it. And you know what to do. It satisfies your heart. But when you're thinking, I don't know. People say, well, let's do this. And you're going, I don't know about that. Well, why don't we do this? Or we can try this. You haven't heard from God. Or you wouldn't be going, Because when you hear from God, you don't go, You go, You go, yeah. Yeah, I got it. I got, and you know. We're not trying to hear voices or see visions. You just know by the witness on the inside, you know. You got James? Hallelujah. James chapter 1. Verse 2. My brethren, do what? When you fall into divers temptations and tests and trials, know the seriousness of the situation. Huh? And battle with the forces of darkness. Do you hear what I'm talking about? It's a subtle thing. It's a subtle thing. No, what do you do? What do you do? Count it all joy. That means you're strong. Don't get down. Yeah, but this is awful. There's a lot of stuff going on. You stand up and go, ha! God's on the throne. The greater one still lives in me. The word is true. And my God will show me what to do with this. He will give me exactly the way. You might not have a clue in your head what you're going to do with this, but God will show me.
Amen.
He will show me. Everybody said out loud, He will show me. He will show me. And you wait on Him until you get it. Joy. Joy and strength. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But hang in there and let patience have her perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect, complete, entire, wanting nothing. That sounds like total victory to me. Sounds like total victory. Was patience a part of it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Said out loud, I am a child of God. I am led by the Spirit of God. I wait on the Lord every day and every night. I wait on Him. I look to Him. My eyes are on Him to show me what to do. And I don't go my own way. I don't yield to pressure and make rash decisions. I wait on the Lord. And I hear from Him. And He leads me. And orders my steps. And guides me in the right way every day. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R201. That's R201. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.